This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tunisian troops blocked the head of parliament from entering the building early Monday. The block came hours after President Kais Saied announced he had fired Prime Minister Hichem Mechichi and suspended parliament for 30 days. Saied said he was acting in response to the country's economic woes and political deadlock and added that the country's constitution gave him that authority. Parliament Speaker and head of the Ennahda party, Rached Annouchi, called the president's actions a coup and said the legislature would continue its work. Two other main parties in parliament also called it a coup, which the president rejected. Saied's announcement drew crowds of demonstrators into the streets in the capital, Tunis, and elsewhere to celebrate. There were also protesters outside the parliament building and some clashes between the opposing groups. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations. The accusation comes as high-level face-to-face talks begin. A state media report says Vice Foreign Minister Xie Feng urged the U.S. to change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy, end quote. America's number two diplomat is discussing the fraught relationship between the countries in separate meetings with Xie and Foreign Minister Wang Yi at a closed-off resort hotel. The U.N. says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. The report was released on Monday. It says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will host Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House Monday. The future of U.S. troops in Iraq is expected to be a focus of the discussion. Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein told VOA's Kurdish service last week he expected the two sides to agree on an end to the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. The United States has about 2,500 troops in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition effort to battle the Islamic State group that began in 2014. The two countries agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, focusing on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. There was no timeline for completing the transition. In Bangkok, anti-government protesters were met with a large police presence Sunday as Thailand struggles to curb the spread of surging COVID-19 cases. Hundreds of activists took to the streets in the capital calling for political reforms, continuing the demands of a widespread anti-government movement last year. That coupled with anger at the slow rollout of vaccines against the coronavirus. Early this year, demonstrations paused for months as authorities cracked down on activists and cases of COVID-19 rose. The resurgence of the protests comes as Thailand faces its worst wave of COVID-19 cases. While most French health workers are vaccinated against the virus, a small but vocal minority is holding out. With infections exploding, a law requiring them to get injected is exposing this divide and prompting mixed reactions across the medical profession. The French government has rushed the vaccine mandate through Parliament. The bill also sets up a health pass for French people to access restaurants, sports stadiums, and other public venues. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. The Reverend Israel Akanj said more than 80 other children are still being held by the gunmen. Top U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky lost for the first time in her Olympic career Sunday. That's when Ariane Titmus of Australia narrowly won the gold medal in the women's 400-meter freestyle race at the Tokyo Summer Games. Ledecky was leading for most of the race when 20-year-old Titmus caught Ledecky in the final lap to win the race by just 0.67 seconds. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.